The father's role softened, but he was still the boss right up through the last show in 1960. By the time a similar comedy concept, All in the Family, appeared, 1971 to 1983, comparison between the old and the new in marriage was the major premise. Archie Bunker's traditional dominant role contrasted with his modern son-in-law Michael's weakness and confused role as husband. Those Were the Days, the title of the show's theme song, made it clear that in Archie's view, life sure was simpler when men ruled. The changes in our culture that gave women the same rights as men were both long overdue and yet fraught with difficulty. For years, husbands had expected to be dictators. They would make the final decisions regarding their family, and their wives would dutifully obey them. In fact, obedience was a key promise in their wife's wedding vow. But today you'll rarely hear the word obey mentioned in a woman's vows. Most often, today's wedding vows reflect equality for both spouses in marriage. Old habits and traditions do not die quickly, however, and to this day, many husbands keep trying to tell their wives what to do. Are you a dictator? If you're not sure if you're a dictator, here are a few test questions. Do you ever tell your spouse what to do? Does a refusal trigger a disrespectful or even an angry reaction from you? Do you let your spouse know that there will be consequences for noncompliance? Do you require obedience from your spouse in some situations? An even better test for dictatorship is to ask your spouse those questions about you. Do I ever tell you what to do? It's easy to see the dictator strategy in use when your spouse is the one using it. But when you use it yourself to try to get something accomplished, the fact that it's controlling and abusive is much more difficult to appreciate. Someone must take charge of the job or it won't get done. It's easy to justify. Benevolent dictators. When a husband uses the dictator strategy to resolve marital conflicts, he usually doesn't intend for it to hurt his wife and children. In fact, he'll typically argue that his decision is ultimately in the best interest of the entire family. But even if a husband makes a personal sacrifice as part of the process, most modern wives don't want their husbands to make unilateral decisions. They want to become equal partners in their lives together, and that includes decision-making. If a husband tries to force decisions upon his wife without consulting her, she finds it to be controlling and abusive. She doesn't want to live under the...